In the waning days of World War II, as the Nazis were losing, as the Allies were winning, Adolf Hitler concocted a plan to take his brain and put it into the body of another man, a young man, a fit man, a good-looking, athletic, well, white man, of course. But as the Allies were closing in on his super-secret bunker, his plans went awry, and he ended up in the body of a schnauzer. Did you know that that happened? Well, I do, and I'm going to talk about it today. The following podcast is going to contain spoilers, along with me, just a regular guy, talking about all the things I love, such as comics, movies, television, music, and books. So yeah, proceed at your own risk. Welcome to another episode of Just Another Fanboy. I'm your host. My name is Steven, and I am singing this song to you because you're my people. Are you my people? Am I your people? I think we're all each other's people. I think we all should just come together and I don't want to do a drum circle. I think we've talked about that before. We're not going to do a drum circle. That's not going to happen. So, hey, I want to talk about a book that a friend of mine is working on, Harold C. Jennett III. He had this idea a while back. Harold and I are longtime collaborators on projects. We used to do a webcomic together called Our Adventure Continues. I think if you go to ouradventurecontinues.com, you can see all the strips that we ended up doing. I want to say there's 50 of them, maybe 56. I do know that there's one final strip that I have yet to put up because I keep forgetting about it. I don't know why. Maybe I'll do that just for this special episode. It's not really a special episode, but maybe I'll get that up there. Anyway, Harold and I are often talking about different books we would like to do and different comics we would like to do together, and we're always bouncing ideas off each other. And really, most of those ideas come from Harold. Harold is really good about just coming up with idea after idea after idea and just throwing them all out there. And I'm a little slower when it comes to the ideas. Harold will have like 100 ideas and, you know, 3/4 of them will be good ideas, whereas I will have 10 ideas and maybe 3/4 of them will be good. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to really say there. But anyway, so Harold at one point had this idea. We were going to do a comic about a character that I had created named Captain Might, who is a superpower dude. I'm currently writing a prose novel about Captain Might, and it's going very, very slow. But we had done a 6-to-8 page comic story about Captain Might called Priorities. And I don't know if that's posted anywhere online, but it was a nice little story. But as we were tossing around ideas for, you know, bad guys and story plots and ideas and all this stuff, Harold came up with this idea about Hitler having his brain put into the body of a dog. And I think he actually came up with the title first, A Dog Named Hitler. And so he had this idea, and he threw it out there. He envisioned it when he first thought of it. He envisioned it more as a web comic about a little boy who has this dog that is immortal. It's an immortal dog that contains the brain of Hitler, and the little boy, you know, it's a little dog, and the dog is always trying to escape and is always trying to kill the little boy because he's evil, because he's Hitler. And the little boy just loves the dog to death because it's his dog. And, you know, of course, this dog named Hitler wouldn't, you know, try to bite the boy or anything. He was like Wile E. Coyote-ing the stuff, you know. He would come up with these intricate plots to then kill the boy. And then, so I took that idea and I said, we should make this dog like one of Captain Might's greatest villains. And, at some point, this dog's head is removed from its body and put on a robot body. And so you've got this robot body with a dog's head that contains the brain of Hitler. And this is one of Captain Might's most powerful enemies, his Lex Luthor. But we never went anywhere with it. I wrote an opening few pages for how we would introduce the dog named Hitler. And we just never went anywhere with it. And then so then we started doing other things, and I was working on my prose writing, and he was doing some stuff, and we would work on the webcomic together. And he kept – Harold, you could tell, was getting very frustrated creatively. He wanted to create something. He needed to create something, but it needed to be something that he would love creating, that he would enjoy creating. He would have a ball creating. Harold is in the same boat as I am. He's married. He's got kids. He doesn't have a lot of time to do a lot of things when it comes to the creative part of his life. And so trying to draw a freaking page of a comic book, if you're a, you know, quote unquote professional comic book artist, and that's all you do all day long, that's your job. You get up in the morning and you draw comics. They average a page a day. And that's typically just pencils. Well, Harold he's penciling, inking, flatting, coloring. He's doing the letters. He does it all. For a little while there, he taught me how to do letters, and I was doing the letters, and I was on the webcomic, and I learned how to flat. And for a while there, I was actually flatting professional comics for just a little bit, not for very long. I think I did it for a few months. That takes a long time as well. The flatters of of the comic book industry are woefully underappreciated. Anyway, a few months back, he and I talk a lot through Google Hangouts, and he tells me that he wants to do something new, because at that point he wasn't doing anything artistically. We had stopped doing the webcomic. He was kind of taking a break, and he said that he wanted to create something, and he kind of wanted to do it all on his own. And I told him that I thought that was a great idea. And matter of fact, I told him that I was quite jealous of him, because I would love to be able to just sit down and create a comic book and not have to worry about anybody else. Because when it comes down to it, I am a bit of a control freak. I am very good at working with other people and allowing other people to take control when necessary. But in the end, if it's something if something that I'm really passionate about, I would kind of like to just do it all myself. Hence the podcast. Anyway, so at one point Harold says, you know what? I can't get away from this idea of a dog named Hitler. He says it just keeps coming back into my brain, and I feel like I have to do a dog named Hitler. And I said, well, do it, man, just do it. And he says, I've never really written a comic book before. And he had these really grand ideas that I think are really great ideas for this comic book. And he was really worried about, you know, I've never done something on this scale before. I don't want to screw it up. And I'm not, you know, I gave him some tips and some ideas, just stuff that I have learned doing a lot of research on writing and self-publishing and all that. And so with all the skills and knowledge he has, and then the very little tiny bits of skills and knowledge that I have, which again pales into comparison to his creative talent, he decided to sit down and just freaking do it. And so in the last few months, he's created 3, 4, 5 pages maybe. There was one scene that he did ask. He said, hey, so I've got this scene, and this is what I want to do with it. Here's where it starts. Here's how it ends. Here's what's going to happen during the scene. Would you mind scripting it out and throwing down some dialogue and all that? And I said, yeah, I can do that, because Harold helps me out a lot with art. So I have no problem just helping him out with writing. It's like one of the few very small things that I can kind of do. So if he wants my help, I'm going to throw some help his way. And so he's been working on this for a couple of months. And again, because he doesn't have a lot of time, just like I don't have a lot of time to write, it's slow going. But he's gotten to a point now where he's a few pages ahead, and he feels like he's ready to go ahead and start posting some of the artwork. And he's doing that over at, he bought the URL, a dog named Hitler, Fanboy.com. I really urge you to go out and check that out because I think it's some of the best stuff that Harold has done to date. I'm on his Patreon. Every time he finishes a page, he puts it up there on the Patreon, and I want to tell him every time, and I usually do. I don't want to give the guy a big head, but I just want to tell him every time, dude, this is the best stuff you've ever done. You should really be proud of this book because it's coming along quite nicely. And I do, you know, I give him some encouragement because he's a buddy of mine. And the one thing that sucks, the one sucky part about being creative, anybody who is creative and creates things, we all have this little glitch inside of our head that creates something, looks at it and says, you know what, that sucks. Everybody else can look at it and say, man, that's really good. But we're like, nah, that kind of sucks. And every once in a while, we might feel, well, I guess that's good. And it's good. And you put it out there. And then the moment it's out there for public viewing, then you start freaking out. Oh my God, I can't believe I put that out there. It sucks so bad. So then you combine that with the silence that usually comes after you have created something that you're unsure about, that the creative part of your brain just knows is terrible, even though it probably isn't. You put it out there and then you just get nothing back but silence. And so then that can be very frustrating. It's like, I worked really hard on this page. I put it out there. People are looking at it, but nobody is saying anything. So I always try my best to say something encouraging to him because I think it is it's a splendid looking book. It's a beautiful looking book so far. I mean, he's got a few pages out and he's working really hard on it. And I really want him to finish it. I want him to see this to the end because I think the world deserves A Dog Named Hitler because it's a funny concept, but it's also, if he can pull off what he wants to pull off, I think it's going to be very, it's going to tell a very good tale. It's going to teach some lessons. It's just really amazing looking so far. And I wanted to spend an entire episode talking about it and getting it out there so folks would know that it's out there and go and give it a look. Because I think once you do, you're going to want to support my buddy Harold because he needs to make this book. It needs to be made. And we need to tell him that it needs to be made. So go on out there, adognamedhitler.com. It feels weird. He would be talking to me and he was trying to find like reference photos of Nazi Germany and Hitler because some of it takes place during the end of World War II. You got to find out how Hitler's brain gets into the dog, right? So he would IM me at Google on a Google Hangout and he'd be like, I feel really uncomfortable doing Google searches on Hitler and Nazis. He goes, what if somebody's looking over my shoulder? What if that gets flagged? What are people going to think? And I said, you know what? That's the problem that most creative people face. Because if you're creating something, if you're writing a story, you're going to have a bad guy and you're going to have to do some research on the stuff that this bad guy is into. And that's, you know, that's the kind of things that's the risk that us creators are willing to take. And that's the risk he is taking for you to make people think that he is interested in Hitler. So go check it out again. It's adognamedhitler.com. Harold C. Jennett III. Beautiful artwork. Great story so far. And it's gonna be a great book. I know it. And so, hey, I guess that's it. That's all I got for the episode. So until next week, or not next week, man, you know, I used to podcast 13 years ago, and I used to do a show called Just Another Fanboy, and it came out weekly, and I would end every episode with, and until next week, I'm Steven, but I'm not, you know, this isn't, you're probably going to get an episode tomorrow. So until then, until the next episode, I'm Steven, and I'm Just Another Fanboy. Be nice to each other.
Daddy.
Good job.